One of the earliest Zen texts that we have is the Shinshin Min, or Shinjin Mai, which is the unbelieving mind by the third ancestor. The perfect way knows no difficulties, except that it refuses to make preferences. Or another way of translating that line, the supreme truth is not difficult, just avoid picking and choosing. Do not like, do not dislike, and the truth will be brilliantly transparent. So, freed from hate and love, and it reveals itself fully and without disguise. Yet, if you are off by a hair's breadth, you will be off by as much as heaven and earth are separate. Heaven and earth are set apart by a tenth of an inch's difference. So what do we do? If you wish to see it before your own eyes, have no fixed thoughts either for or against. So if you want to see manifested this truth, don't hold on to an attitude of considering things as favorable or unfavorable. To be caught between favorable and unfavorable is the sickness of mind. To set up what you like against what you dislike, this is a disease of the mind. Two different translations, and hopefully the different translations help us to clarify what we do that results in difficulties, and what we can do to allow us, support us in manifesting the truth of what our life is. Likes and dislikes. Of course, if you are practicing, if you are sitting, if we are sitting, can't help but notice. In fact, we should notice when we're holding on to thoughts, emotions. That's what Joko says. Notice mental states. But just because they arise, which we can't help, no need to hold on to them. Or it's vital to notice when we're holding on to them, when we're picking and choosing or setting up likes and dislikes, favorable and unfavorable. This is our opportunity in the day, throughout our life. Certainly, in sitting, it's vital to notice when we are holding to these. What, not when they come up. Notice them coming up and leaving. But they come up and we grab on. And then you know what's going to happen. This is what the third ancestor, Sosan, is cautioning against. The holding to viscerally, mentally, in all the ways that we hold to, much less reacting from. Even when you're sitting, you might find yourself reacting from. So noticing this is the opportunity to be the experiencing. And experiencing is a verb. It's not a thing, which means arising, passing, arising, passing. Even the visceral liking and disliking arises and passes, unless we grab onto it, unless we then hold to it, as this translation is. That's preserving an attitude, considering things as favorable or unfavorable. Doesn't matter if the so-called things are inside or outside, with those who are close to us or those who are distant from us. This is fundamental practice. And to appreciate how much it is so, it's good to notice this set of verses. I just quoted a little piece of it. Is probably from somewhere in the 600s, the 7th century in China, Common Era. 7th century China, Common Era. And even as soon as the 8th century was well known throughout China. How do we know that? Well, we have case 2 of the Blue Cliff Record, where Joshu says before his assembly, the supreme way has no difficulty. It just rejects discrimination. Of course, this is an English translation of what he said in Chinese. As soon as there are spoken words, this is discrimination. This is clarity. So Joshu, somewhere in the 9th century, we don't know exactly when this was said, but this is in the Blue Cliff Record, which is late 10th century, early 11th century, picking up the earlier case of Joshu. The supreme way has no difficulty, it just rejects discrimination. The supreme way has no difficulty. Another way of translating that. The supreme way is not difficult. It simply dislikes choosing. If even a word is uttered, it is already an action of choosing or clarity. This old monk, Joshu referring to himself, does not dwell in clarity. You monks want to keep a firm hold on it or not? You want to keep a firm hold on it or not? Do you preserve anything? Do you hold on to anything? I want to explore this case further next week, but what I'd like you all, us all, to do is to start simply noticing and practicing with likes and dislikes, holding and rejecting, picking and choosing. What, when, how does this come up in our life? How does this come up in our sitting? How does this come up in our daily practice? Preferences. No problem with preferences. It's the holding, making of the preferences. You can't help it if preferences come up. If someone offers you chocolate and vanilla, thank you for the chocolate. No, thank you for the vanilla. Fine. But if they only offer you chocolate, you say, I don't need chocolate. Don't you know that? Only vanilla for me. What's the matter with you? How come you didn't get me any vanilla? Now that's a simple one. All of us know the preferences from morning to night that we entangle in. The likes and dislikes, not that they arise, because they do in the process of being human, but the building on them, the entangling in them, and the troubling of life with them in various ways, whether when you're sitting and thoughts start coming, passing, and you entangle in them. Should, shouldn't, he should have, she shouldn't, I should have, why did it happen to me? Or the various other times in our life. So I'd like you to attend to that in your practice, formal and informal. And hopefully we can continue this next week. There's my preference, that we'll be able to continue it next week. And we'll explore the Blue Cliff Record, Joshu's way of working with it, and some of the commentary, because there's very interesting comments by both Hakuin Zenji and Tenke Densen Zenji on this. This is, as I said, case two in the Blue Cliff Record, the Heikigan Roku, or Pai Yin Lu, excuse my poor Chinese. So I'll stop for now. Thank you.